Listen, you can either like choose to you actually censor your own soul and say, I won't talk about this and I won't talk about that. First of all, it's not my nature. Jesus died and he said, and the truth will set us free. I think that standing up for truth with a pure heart is very important. I think it's good to talk about this. I think particularly for, you know, our viewers, like for you, knowing a little bit of like what's happening on the back end and like how we deal with it. A lot of times I can relate to what Trump says. He says, listen, they're not attacking me, they're attacking you. He's absolutely right.
All right, so in this episode of the Kurt Landry Podcast, me and Rabbi Kurt are going to jump into censorship on social platforms, how information's getting out, how it's not getting out. A lot of it that I will be bringing to you is going to be based just off our own data that we have inside platforms. And so I really want to jump into this conversation, Rabbi, about an article that you wrote recently. It was a partnership with Charisma Magazine on the Israel war, and basically what Facebook and Meta has censored this content. But first, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Daryl. I know this is a controversial subject to talk about, but I think, listen, you can either like choose to you actually censor your own soul and say, I won't talk about this and I won't talk about that. First of all, it's not my nature. You know, Jesus died and he said, and the truth will set us free. So I think that standing up for truth with a pure heart is very important. And I think it's good to talk about this. I think particularly for, you know, our viewers, like for you, I think knowing a little bit of like what's happening on the back end and like how we deal with it. And because I'll be honest with you, a lot of times I can relate to what Trump says. He says, listen, they're not attacking me, they're attacking you. And he's absolutely right. Because if they get him, then they get you, they get us. But it's the same thing with our platform. If they can cancel us, then they get you. So, you know, we'll just share with you how it works so you'll know how to pray, how to support, and also have wisdom for your own platforms and how you communicate. So I think it's a great subject.
Yeah. So let me walk the listener and the viewer through just some numbers, right? And I'm going to toss it to you, Rabbi. You're going to kind of break through why you think this is. On Facebook, we're incredibly blessed. 813,000 followers at the moment of the recording of this episode. About a week or so ago, when we kind of pushed out what this article was on Charisma, and by the way, the link for that article, I'm going to link it right here on the screen right now. I'm going to put it in the description as well. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple, I'll throw that in the description as well, so then you can get that content, then you can read it. But it's a great article, Rabbi, that you wrote on the war in Israel. But out of 813,000 followers on Facebook, the post itself only got 45 likes, hearts, whatever. We would call that in creative and marketing something called a impression. And that's or engagement too, right? So impression and engagement can be a little different depending on what platform. Only 18 shares. And so it was one of our lowest blog posts too that we've had probably in a year plus, maybe pushing at least my entire time working with you, Rabbi, for a little over 2 years on Facebook. And so why do you think that a piece of content like that is being censored? Because at least to me, speaking to you who are watching or listening, it's an attack on spreading the gospel and spiritual content. That's how I see it from someone who manages content, who creates content, who main job is to read data and analytics so then we can make adjustments on how to present content and timely spiritual words and prophetic words to you. But Rabbi, why do you think, let's just start with Meta, is really trying to censor this article?
They look at it as political. And listen, I'm not a politician. And the government people I work with here in the United States and in Israel, all of them know I'm not a politician. And I'm not like a lobbyist, okay? I am a man of God. In fact, in Israel, they look at me like a prophet, okay? So it doesn't make any difference, the label, but like I'm not, you know, I've worked with Prime Minister Netanyahu since 2004, but I'm not Likud. And, you know, I was friends with Shimon Peres, who is Labor. So that would be left. So I'm friends with both sides. And Benny Gantz, the minister, former minister of defense, he's blue and white. He's responsible for helping me build my olive tree. So my point is, I'm not political. I'm not coming to, in this article, had nothing to do with political. It really happened to do with the human crisis for Israel and the Palestinians in Gaza. And I was bringing it from a spiritual standpoint of what's really going on. So people can not only understand what's going on, but to know how to pray and also to know how to support. And so that's the article. So it's not political, but the way Meta is looking at it is they just see it. See, this was a digital cover story for Charisma Magazine. Charisma is one of the most, I don't know what level, but it's definitely one of the most credible Christian magazines for years. And the way, you want me to share how I got involved in it? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Well, hold on. Let's do this real quick, Rabbi. On your screen right now, you're going to see right here, I'm going to throw some screenshots up so you can actually see what I'm referring to in terms of engagement, likes, shares. Right now, I'm about to pop up right here. Let me look at my screen. Yeah, right here. This is a Shabbat Shalom graphic post that we post every Friday, right? These are extremely high traffic, just organic posts. We just post them. It's got a scripture. It's to encourage you for Shabbat to join us, to give you a little bit of word, a little bit of scripture with it. This one, just for comparison, Rabbi, had 472 likes and hearts, 87 comments, and 104 shares. The next post the same day is about the article on Charisma, which you can see right here. It's got 45 hearts and likes and 18 shares. So it's pretty obvious what's happening, at least with our content. I know with a lot of other pastors that I know that create content, some other ministries that I look at and just see what they're doing, I know their content's being censored too when it kind of touches the line of being political. I think some of these algorithms are probably a little too sensitive because of the 2016 election. Meta or Facebook rebranded to Meta. And so then the algorithms kind of got a little weird, at least on Facebook. But to you, Rabbi, just listening what the difference in those numbers are, is that surprising to you, or is it something you kind of expect at this point?
No, it doesn't. So let me give you the backstory of this, because I want to talk to you as, you know, I look at you as part of our family, and if you're following me, so I'll just give you the how our world works, you know. So anyway, someone from Charisma calls Megan and says, we want your dad to write this article on the war in Israel and what happened with Israel and Hamas, the whole thing. So Megan, who's COO of Kurt Landry Ministries and Christy and I's daughter and has been doing this for 20 years now, and she knows all the Israelis and she knows Stephen Strang at Charisma. I mean, everyone knows everybody, okay? So the director, one of the directors who I don't know, called her and asked, she said, would Rabbi write this article? And so then she calls me and she says, will you write the article? I said, no.
That's quick.
Yeah, I said, no. And then she says to me, well, she says, she always refers to me in business-wise, she calls me Rabbi. But when she says, Daddy, I think you should pray about it. Now, this is different because of a different relationship. I'm just telling you the backstory. So she said, oh, you don't pray about it. I said, no, I'm not going to, I don't have to pray. I'm not doing that. And so, Daryl, the reason I'm sharing that with you is this. I knew that if I write this article, listen, Christy and I were over there after October the 7th. We met with all the commanders. We went through all the kibbutz scenes. Literally, I came back almost with post-traumatic stress. It was so awful. I know what happened. And I talked to the highest level officials in Israel about what happened, how it happened, why. And I'm carrying the content. What I'm saying is, I mean, it's not like I'm not reading somebody else's article. This is, I had feet on the ground. And so I said, no. So I hung up the phone with Megan and she said, fine. You know, she's always very honoring to her dad. And
yeah, I mean, like, was it like a day or two later? Maybe she came
No, this was like.
I'm jumping the gun.
Yeah, you're jumping the gun. That was about 30 seconds later. The Lord. Now, I'm being very transparent with you to know, okay, this was not the Holy Spirit. I hear from the Holy Spirit, and that's one voice in my heart. And then I hear from Jesus, and that's one voice in my heart. And then I hear from the Heavenly Father. And that doesn't happen very many times. And I heard God speak to me. He said, so you're not going to ask me if you should write that article?
Buddy.
And I'm talking about the fear of the Lord. I'm talking about like almost nausea, weakness, like you're going to faint. I'm talking like, oh my gosh. Because I realized that I was stinking of pride and fear. You know, this is my ministry, my voice. No, I'm not going to. I mean, that pride, that flesh just rose up in me and said, no, I'm not going to do this. And he told me, he said, you're going to ask me? So I asked him, I said, in my head to him, I said, do you want me to write this article? He said to me, you're the only one that I trust to write this article. Lord. So I picked up the phone. I called Megan back and she said, okay. And then I had contact with Stephen Strang and Stephen Strang said, well, if you didn't write this article, we weren't going to write it. And his words verbatim were, you're the only one who can write this article. But Stephen has known me, Christy, for, I don't know, 25 years. And he knows that this was like my 49th trip to Israel. And Christy and I have feet on the ground in areas that I can't even talk about. And I will say this for impact wise. Okay. I literally went into the house where the terrorists put a baby in an oven and baked it to death. And I asked the Lord, why do you have me here? And what he told me was, this is when I was in Israel, feet on the ground. He said, you cannot fight a battle if you're not willing to face your enemy. I said, okay. And then I said to him, I said, it appears. I said, I need to ask you a question, Lord. I said, yes. He says, it appears to me that an ancient spirit, evil spirit from the Ancient of Days that had been restrained has been released because I've never seen anything more diabolical than what I was seeing, smelling, feeling, walking. I mean, I have a friend that's very special forces. And he's my age. In fact, we have the same birthday. Same year, 55. And when he's telling me the story and he has tears running down his face, I've never seen this. This is someone who has been at Entebbe and, I mean, all the different wars, 6 days wars. This is an old warrior. And so what the Lord showed me was, he said, this has been restrained and now released. And so then when we went back to Charisma, I said, yes, I'll write the article. But you need to know, Daryl, when I wrote the article from a very balanced position, because people say, well, why are you there? How do you get permission from the IDF to go into these areas? And it's because of over 25 years of humanitarian aid, millions of dollars of aid. We delivered $970,000 of aid to reserve soldiers in 30 days from October the 7th. So your gift makes a way. But you also need to know that we bring humanitarian aid to Palestinians as well. Listen, I'm a man of God. My job is to take care of all the children and all the people. My job is not just to take care of the Jewish people, my people. I take care of all the people. And so I wrote that article because I know the heart of the Palestinians who are trapped under the Hamas's rule. And I know that they voted him in. I understand this. That's the reason they said you could write the article. I understand that the reason that there are people starving in Gaza is because Hamas is holding back the humanitarian aid. I understand that. It's not Israel blocking it. I know this for a fact. I am in the humanitarian aid business for, like I say, years. And so it's a small community, humanitarian aid. I know where aid goes and how it goes. I know when it's black marketed. I understand all the good, bad, and the ugly about it. And, you know, just for the viewers, you know, we brought a ship in with $24 million of aid back in 2005. And I was the administrator broker of it, brokered it with Finance Minister Bibi Netanyahu of the time. So I'm just saying it's that level. And that's why we'd say, well, why would someone say you're the one that write the article? It's because of all those experiences. And the reason I wrote the article is because if there's going to be healing, and if I was to sit down with Meta, I would say, listen, there's going to be a point, even in the high towers in the ivory towers that they live in. And believe me, as one who was born and raised in California, the woke experiment over the last 20 years is not recent. It's totally failed. They're having to come to terms. I mean, business people, large people are leaving because they can't prosper with these woke policies. And one of the biggest problem with the woke policy is the cancel. It's like you can't negotiate, you can't talk. And as soon as you can't talk and you can't listen to people and relationship breaks down, then there's no chance for healing. You know, one of the keys physically and spiritually, whether it's mental science or spiritual science, which is really kind of the same, is you have to get to the truth. If you're going to have deliverance, you have to get to the truth. And so that's the reason I wrote the article. I knew I was going to take, listen, I had death threats over it. I get that. But the point is, I love you enough to speak the truth. You're God's children. And I knew when I answered the call to do this years ago, I didn't go into this blind. I knew, listen, at our church, I fly an Israeli flag. We didn't shut down for COVID. I mean, you know, I get all that. So, you know, you just have to make a decision that are you part of his kingdom? And I'm not being rebellious. You read the article, there's no rebellion in it. In fact, my, you know, different ones who are Arabs that read it thought it was very accurate with what I was saying. I think people have to wake up and realize, like the Israeli war, that it is hurting Jews and Arabs alike. And in our organization, at Kurt Landry Ministries, we had to deliver $900,000, almost $1 million worth of goods. Half of our staff before October 7th were Arabs, Israeli Arabs. And October the 8th, when we were ready to load trucks and start to bring all the stuff that we were going to deliver, we lost half our staff because of that, because we cannot have Israeli Arabs loading up in our trucks, bringing our stuff into military bases. It was over. So we lost all of our heavy lifting and all of our deliveries. Everything changed. Can you imagine being in business and you lose half your staff? That's what happened to us on October the 8th. No one could come to work. So anyway, I wrote the article from that perspective of living through that and being Christy and I being over there and talking with from the foreign minister and minister of defense and all the top commanders. And I can tell you this, Darrell, I want you to hear this, that there is not one commander, I probably talked to 12 when I was there, that is enjoying like, oh, we're going to go and war and kill our enemies. It's that's not their heart. Their heart is, we're Jews. We live in the land of Israel. The Bible has called us to live here. And as soldiers, we have a responsibility to protect our people. It's not revenge. It's not these things. So I have a view. I am not like some professor at Harvard that has some, you know, radical Marxist social agenda. I'm not pushing any agenda. But I feel like that there has to be a place as a Christian where you have to speak the truth.
So just curious, I mean, we have a few more minutes left in this episode. How many years do you think you've had your social content kind of censored and pretty limited in terms of just reach?
I don't know. See, we started live streaming at House of David, I think 15 years ago. We're one of the first ones to live stream. And then I don't know when we started social media, but whenever it first started, we were obviously jumped in on that. But I would say that I've been censored from the beginning because of the content. You have to realize that most of the spirits behind media are anti-Semitic and anti-Christ. And, you know, our job is to speak about one new man, connection to Israel and the Jewish people, and about Christ. So what you said earlier is absolutely true. How do you preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and not, you know, Jesus never backed off on speaking the truth. Listen, I'm not trying to, it's a delicate subject, but I felt like for you, it'd be an interesting podcast just to say, we understand where we live. I do the best I can to not get censored by algorithms by using keywords. I do all those things. Listen, I do respect these platforms. They built them. They own them. We try to play by their rules. That's why I want you to subscribe to YouTube, because YouTube is really cooperating with us and for now, and we pray that it increases. But for you to partner and subscribe with us, what you're doing is even doing the $2.99 on YouTube, becoming a member, what you're doing is you're kind of staking a stake in the ground for $2.99 a month and or becoming a CLM partner. And what you're doing is saying, listen, I believe in what you're doing. I want to financially support you. And, you know, I'm here to the end. We have a call. Listen, this isn't about me. I have a calling. Okay. I obviously couldn't do what we do, Darrell, if it wasn't. This isn't talent. This isn't even hard work. And, you know, listen, you guys, our team is very talented, work very hard. But I want everyone to know, we do our work as unto the Lord. But the key is this, it's our call. God's doing this. So the correction I got at the beginning of this, where the Lord said, you know, you didn't ask me. I knew when we wrote the article, and it is a cover story. I think I don't know. It's like 3,500 words. I mean, it's got pictures in it, and it's awesome. But my gosh, did it kick the dog. And, but you know what? I think right now in America and other countries, I think some people need to be kicking the dog.
Yeah. You know, I think this podcast, and just anywhere that you're getting the podcast, if you're listening to it on Apple or Spotify, it is a Charisma Podcast Network podcast. So if you listen to this on Charisma, we thank you for that as well. Follow us on Facebook. But if you're watching this on YouTube, please hit the subscribe button. It's free. You know, you have an option if you're signed into your YouTube account to join our $2.99 membership. I know next year, Rabbi, we're kind of talking about maybe trying to add something to that. But hey, right now, I mean, it's something that's really grown. I think we have over probably 450 members that's partnered with us on YouTube that get that weekly prophetic word for encouragement. You know, we just can't thank you enough for that. But just wrapping up this episode, Rabbi, what's your final word on a little bit of the censorship that we've experienced? Because I know other ministries have been kind of dealing with this too for a while. But what's your last word on it? And then if you can, just look into the camera and just pray us out and just pray for people watching and listening.
You know, I forgot this is on Charisma Podcast Network as well. So I want to personally thank my friend Stephen Strang for having the boldness to put this on a digital cover, the story. He's always been really pro-Israel for years. I think this was our fifth cover with him. And fourth or fifth, but anyway, I appreciate you, Steve, and it's and bless you. So for the other ministers that are out there, I had a young prophet, okay, young, he's 40 years old, he called me, and his name's Todd, I want to put his last name, and he called me, Daryl, and he asked me this very question. He said to me, so Rabbi, how do you get away with saying and doing some of the stuff? He says, I follow you. He says, how do you get away with saying that? I had to pause for a minute. And I said, well, Pastor Todd, it's because I'm old. And he says, well, what does that mean? What do you mean? Because you're old. You're not that old. I said, I'm old enough. And this is why young prophets need old prophets. Not old wineskin prophets, but new wineskin, old prophets with experience. And this is what I mean by that. I'm old enough to know it's more important to please God with what I say than to please man. And I'm at that age where at 69 years old, I love you and I want you to be happy with what I'm saying and doing, I hope. And listen, when someone encourages me and someone, you know, helps us, I'm very encouraged by it. But ultimately, it kind of boils down to what I shared in the testimony is when I heard Father God's voice about this article. You'll get to a place in the spirit realm where you just get to a place where you just have to say, I speak to an audience of one, and that's God. And yes, I love his people, but I have to love him more. So that's my prayer for you. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, I pray. Even though you may be canceled by man, your words have spirit and life, and they will not be canceled in heaven. In fact, when you speak out scripture in your prayer, it says in Isaiah that his word shall not come back void, but shall prosper in that what is sent to do. When you share what you feel led from the Holy Spirit to share on your social media and is blocked, shadow banned, or canceled, it's really okay because what's happened is you have shared it as unto him. You have to fall in love with being a truth teller more than your likes on Facebook or any place else. So that's my prayer for you, is that you would preach, teach, and minister to the one who matters, the one who sent his son to redeem you, set you free. And the key is the truth will set you free. So speak the truth. She was not.
All right, that's going to do it for the Kurt Landry podcast. Incredible episode, Rabbi. If you're listening to this on Apple or Spotify, please just hit the follow button so you'll get notifications when those podcasts go out. If you're on Facebook, please help us battle the cancel culture of what's just kind of going on. Just hit that follow button. And if you're watching on YouTube, we can't thank you enough. Just hit that subscribe button as well. If you're on YouTube, obviously if you're listening, you can't see this, but if you're on YouTube right now on the screen, there's going to be a recommended video. Let us know in the comments if YouTube got it right. See you next time.